Now let's turn another page of Beachmere history and welcome Beachmere author and historian Karen Woolworth to the Morning Magazine studio. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
What story have you got for us today?
Well, whilst researching the two books on Beachmere, one topic was mentioned regularly, and that was holidays at Beachmere as a cherished destination. For many decades, Beachmere has been a place of retreat and relaxation, where families created enduring memories that span generations. In the 1920s, Beachmere was highlighted by the Brisbane Courier as an emerging seaside resort. Now that's over 100 years ago. Although it never fully developed into a resort town like Caloundra or Noosa, it remained a beloved spot for those seeking a quieter, more rustic coastal experience. Families would travel from nearby towns, often by horse and cart, or in early motor vehicles, to enjoy the simplicity of life by the sea. In the 1930s and 40s, Beachmere's appeal grew, particularly during Christmas and New Year. The town became known for its sand garden competitions and other community events that drew locals and visitors alike. During the Great Depression, some families even spent months camping in Beachmere, living off the land and the sea. In the 1940s, it saw a quieter Beachmere during those war years, with blackouts and restrictions, but the spirit of the community and the love of the place persisted. The post-war era brought a new wave of development and memories. Many who had visited Beachmere as children returned to build holiday homes, continuing their family traditions. Camping remained a popular activity, with families setting up tents in what is now the Beachmere Camping Reserve, and it is still quite popular. Beachmere lacked modern amenities, had unsealed roads and minimal street lighting, but these conditions only added to its charm and a sense of adventure. By the 1970s, Beachmere had become a favoured holiday spot, particularly during Easter and Christmas. The local camping grounds were filled with families from all over who came to enjoy the simple pleasures of beach life. Concerts, barbecues, community gatherings were common, creating a close-knit holiday atmosphere. Despite the growing popularity of other nearby destinations, Beachmere remained a special place for those who valued its tranquility and unspoilt beauty. Despite the changes over the decades, Beachmere retained its charm as a place of community living at its best. A place where families could escape the busyness of city life, reconnect with nature, and create memories that would last a lifetime. Today, Beachmere may not be the seaside resort that was once envisioned, but it holds a special place in the hearts of those who have experienced its unique blend of community, nature, and nostalgia. The stories of holidays spent in Beachmere are a testament to its enduring appeal and the simple joys of life by the sea. Until next time.
Another great story from the past with Beachmere as the hero. Karen Woolworth, Beachmere author and historian, keeping our community connected. Listen to this interview again or others on our 101.5 FM website. Just click on podcasts.